Fish and Wildlife Trooper Kyle Carson says the swan was found floating near the base of the bridge on the ocean side. It had apparently been shot with a small caliber firearm. Carson says the bird had not been dead more than a day or two when it was reported to troopers. He believes the bird could have been killed from either a boat or a car. He thinks it's possible that the swan could have been shot upstream along the Nelson logging road and then drifted to salt water. Both tundra and trumpeter swans migrate through and occasionally winter in Sitka. Carson has not identified this particular swan. He says it was a juvenile with about a 3-foot wingspan. There is no hunting season for swans in southeast Alaska. In fact, they're protected by the Federal Migratory Bird Treaty Act. Gary Young is an agent with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in Anchorage. He says the penalty for violating the act is $15,000 or 6 months in jail, or both. Young says most people who take pot shots at birds don't realize the risk they're taking with the law.
In the case of birds, with the exception of just a very few, all birds are protected as migratory by federal laws. So people aren't always aware of that, and sometimes they are surprised when they do find that out. But just because it's a game bird, whether it's a duck or a swan, or a non-game bird like a hawk or even a raven, they are all protected by federal law and the Migratory Bird Treaty Act.
Solving the case is likely to prove challenging. In February of 2006, a trumpeter swan was killed on Swan Lake in downtown Sitka. Both federal and state authorities investigated the case. Area residents concerned about the crime started a special fund to support the investigation, but the two leading suspects in the incident were never charged, and the case remains open. Gary Young says law enforcement will require assistance in this case, too.
More often than not, that we need help from the general public or some person with specific knowledge about who may have shot this bird or any bird on an unsolved case. There are so very few of the wildlife enforcement officers, whether they're state troopers or fish and wildlife agents, that we just don't have enough people to be everywhere.
State wildlife troopers in Sitka can be reached at 747-3254. The carcass of the swan will be retained as evidence. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.